But first, this hour, state lawmakers have the day off today in honor of the Martin Luther King holiday. Last week, they kicked off their 2018 session, and on Friday, Governor Doug Ducey released his proposed budget for the upcoming fiscal year. As promised, the $10.1 billion plan includes more money for K-12 education. Much of the money to pay for that would come from cuts to state agencies. Joining me to talk about that and a look ahead at the week to come at the state capitol is Ben Giles of the Arizona Capital Times. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning.
So Governor Ducey's budget, Democrats have called these efficiencies that the governor has been asking for from his agencies basically akin to searching for coins, you know, loose change in the couch cushions. Based on the amount that he is proposing coming from those cuts to K-12, does that appear to be what that is?
Well, $150 million sounds a bit more like pennies in the cushions, but it is a lot of reductions to budgets of other state agencies. About half of that is what the governor is calling efficiencies. They say that the staff at the ninth floor where the governor works went to agencies and asked, "What can you give us to help fund education?" And then the other half of that is just straight up fund transfers, which is money that they say was being unused. A lot of that, they explained, was for positions that have been vacant due to hiring freezes and whatnot. So a bit more than $150 million being swept from agencies into K-12 education. And, you know, some are calling it too little too late. Others are calling it a pretty good step forward as far as trying to put more money towards public schools.
Are there particular areas where this money would go to? Is this just sort of money to districts to use as they need?
Well, it's broken up a little bit like this. There's about $100 million that goes to additional assistance for capital expenses. That's things like textbooks and buses. And the governor's plan, although you can't really budget 2, 3, 4 years in advance, what he's selling this idea as is a phase-in where that would increase to, I think, over about $300 million in the next 5 years. There's also $88 million for new school construction. That's a borrowing plan that the governor is pushing for. The state has traditionally spent cash on new school construction, but this $88 million would be borrowed to build 5 schools. There's $35 million for building grants, and then there's an additional $34 million to make good on a promise that the governor made last year, which was to give a 2% pay raise to teachers over 2 years. $34 million was last year, doubling that to $68 million this year.
Other than the money for education, Ben, are there other sort of highlights or big ticket items that the governor is calling for in his proposal?
Well, this is the first year, speaking of another borrowing plan, this one for the state's 3 public universities, there's $27 million to pay off the debt for a $1 billion bonding plan for new construction and facility maintenance at ASU, U of A, and NAU. There's about $16 million to fully fund adoption subsidies. There's a lot more children who are in the Department of Child Safety's care that are actually being put into permanent care with adopted parents, and those parents get subsidies when they do that. So $16 million to fully fund that. There's $3 million for second chance policies for prisoners, substance abuse, and employment centers. And then there's a $1.4 million for a night watch of state troopers to help prevent some wrong-way driving on Arizona freeways. So there's a lot of different measures here, but obviously, the bulk of this is focused on K-12. That was the overwhelming topic that everyone was talking about ever since last year's budget and ever since a referendum on a school voucher expansion program. K-12 schools, especially funding for public schools, that's going to be the big debate. That's where most of the money is going.
Ben, last week saw the state House of Representatives sit through a roughly 4-hour training on sexual harassment. They didn't finish. They're going to continue this week. Last week's was described by some as maybe a little bit awkward. What are you expecting to see at the second take on this?
Well, I think I could be wrong, but I think we're done with the sexual harassment part of that training. Last week on Tuesday, there was a focus on Things like creating a hostile work environment, how you should and should not treat your coworkers. And that, for lawmakers, that means senators to senators, representatives to representatives. And yeah, things got pretty heated, particularly when after an apology by State Representative Don Shooter, who's been accused by 9 women, including a fellow representative, of sexual harassment, there was a discussion about a statute of limitations and whether or not there should be one for anyone to come forward with a complaint about a lawmaker. And the divide was mostly along party and even almost gender lines. There was quite a few Republican men who spoke up and said that there should be a time limit. Representative Shooter even said there might need to be like a 6-month period for everyone to come forward and say their piece or never speak. And that didn't go over well with a lot of the women in the room, some Republicans and Democrats, who feel it's important that these women should come forward at any time, and it doesn't matter if it happened 10, 20, 30, 40 years ago. So that dominated the debate on Tuesday, but what we're expecting on Thursday is more of a debate on quid pro quo and sort of whether or not some lawmakers need to brush up on what they can and cannot accept as far as gifts and favors and things like that at the Capitol. What House Speaker J.D. Mesner said when he told lawmakers before they almost got into this on Tuesday last week was that some of you are towing the line a little bit too closely and might need a refresher on this. So we'll be very interested to see what comes of that.
All right. That's Ben Giles with the Arizona Capital Times. Ben, good to talk to you. Thanks as always.
Thank you.